And joining us today on The Reverse Stick is the Pakistan Hockey Federation Media Manager, Ejaz Chowdhury. And gather, it would be a very busy time for Ejaz at the moment. The Asia Cup is underway. We're about halfway through as this conversation's happening. But welcome to The Reverse Stick, Ejaz.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.
Now, I mentioned there we're halfway through the Asia Cup. Pakistan have made it through to the Super Fours part of the tournament. I dare say everybody's pretty happy about that.
Yes, these days when we have not been doing very well and we just managed to draw against Japan 2-2 and that carried us through. So now in, once you are in this Super Four, so anything could happen. And now Malaysia, they are doing so well. As you know, they were the finished the best among the Asians at the Hockey World League in London when they defeated India to qualify for the semifinals. So they are a good team. And South Korea, they always do well in the Asian events. And perhaps you know that the other three, that is Pakistan, India, and Malaysia, have already qualified for the World Cup.
Yeah.
So for South Korea, there's a big incentive to win this cup more than the other three sides, I reckon.
That's a good point. Just on the pool games, the game against India, the final pool game, which you eventually lost, I thought Pakistan played very well, especially considering they had two men sent off at one stage. And perhaps it was a sign of the maturity of the team that they didn't lose the plot and go down 7 or 8 nil. They really fought it out hard.
Yes, you are right. Unfortunately, one has to compare this performance with what Pakistan did in London, as you rightly said, where they lost 7-1 and 6-1. So from that perspective, you could say that's an improvement, but still, I think that India were a better side most of the time and they deserve to win. So, but still coming from those shockers, one may say that, to this result is still an improvement.
Now, Ejaz, we wanted to get you on today to talk about Pakistan hockey in general. And one of the things that Pakistan's taken a great leap forward with in recent times is their appearance on social media. You've just opened a released a new website. It's a fantastic website, and you've been very active on the Facebook and the Twitter. Is that a deliberate thing on the part of you guys to make yourselves a bit more relevant?
Yes, that's right. As I told you, the Federation, they hired a chap who's a real professional and good at that, and this is his now full-time job. He sits there from 9 to 5. And yours truly provides him with the information, the statistics, some missing links. For instance, some of the national championships reserves, the name of the winners and the runners' team were missing. So I contacted players from that era and managed to get that. And some other things which were missing, some records were corrected. So now, and that chap is working on it all the time and updating with pictures and the news and information. So yes, so that was the aim of the Pakistan Hockey Federation to reinvigorate Pakistan hockey on social media.
And you've also been pushing ahead with the game itself. You've recently held the Nines tournament, and I don't want to try and pronounce it. I'll let you pronounce the name of that one.
Yes, it was called Nishane Heather, and it was again linked to Army. Nishane Heather is the highest gallantry award in the Pakistan Army, and there were 11 people who have been awarded that, and the 11 teams were named after each of those. They were all killed in the wars and got the highest gallantry award. And all 11 teams were named after those soldiers and officers. And they also managed to get 11 players, 7 from Australia and 4 from Argentina, all goalkeepers who played for these teams.
Now, was there a specific reason why you targeted goalkeepers, or did it just happen to turn out that way?
Yes, that surprises everyone. But I didn't ask Shehbaz, the Sakshi, what was the reason, and also I also got curious, and I'm sorry, I don't know, I'm not aware of the exact reason for that.
Regardless of the fact that they were goalies, though, they all seemed to have a good time over there. The vision and the photos that were coming out, everybody seemed to really enjoy themselves.
Yes, they were all very happy. And had a good time here. And Pakistan is hospitable people, and they also are very keen to see that their guests have a good time here in Pakistan.
Now, one of the interesting features of that tournament, and certainly we talked about it on the reverse stick, was opening the games with a penalty shootout.
Oh yes, that's another you can say to create more interest. To have a little match before the match, as I said, to make it something new or different. So the nine-a-side in itself, so it's just an innovation they tried.
No, it certainly spiced things up, that's for sure.
Yes, one may say that.
How did the players react to it? Did you get any feedback from them?
The foreign players, you mean?
Or local players as well?
Local players, yes. That they also said that they enjoyed it since it was well organized and also intermingled with these foreign players. And it was more of a festival than a very serious stuff. But still, having said that, the matches were live streamed and there were with this plenty stroke match, and it's, yes, they said that they enjoyed that.
Oh, I did see some of the streaming. I couldn't follow the commentary too much because I'm purely monolingual here. But it was good. I enjoyed it. Now,
all right.
Can we move on and take a look at Pakistan hockey at a more whole level? And what sort of place does hockey have in the Pakistan society? From outside, it seems as though it was a major sport and it perhaps slipped down the scale a little bit, but it's certainly making a resurgence now.
Yes, it is still, you can say, a major sport. It is the official national sport of Pakistan, right?
Wow.
And also the only sport which has given Pakistan golds and silvers at the Olympics, 3 of each color. But since we are not having good results, the interest has dwindled, and we were out of the World Cup 2014, could not make it to the Olympics last year either. But now that we have made it to the next World Cup, and also you must have read about the Hockey Pro League.
Yeah.
The ambitious program of the FIH. So Pakistan has also qualified for that. One, cricket obviously gets the in this part of the world, as in the entire South Asia, not only Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. Mm. So that is streets ahead of rest of the sports in Pakistan as well. And then because of this advent of TV channels, the European soccer leagues, they are being live, the matches over weekends. So if I, just on this Saturday, I get 4 channels at my home, the 4 sports channels, and each one was showing live match. One English Premier League, the others La Liga, one from the French League, and one from the Bundesliga. So though Pakistan stands nowhere in soccer, but the youth and the kids, they are now very much interested in soccer. And they follow the teams, especially the English Premier League. And everyone you come across a child wearing a Messi shirt or a Ronaldo shirt. So all this, hockey doesn't enjoy that sport or the popularity it used to be. So there are so many factors, as you know. The poor results are, I think, the main factor. And still, we haven't started a pro league. As you know, the league is the most important thing for a sport. So plus this popularity of increasing popularity of soccer, the European soccer. So it has dwindled, but still people follow whenever Pakistan goes in an event, as presently the Asia Cup.
You mentioned there that hockey is the national sport of Pakistan, Ejaz. I think that's the only nation in the hockey globe that has hockey as their national sport. That's something that it's worthwhile for the rest of the hockey world preserving.
India, the national sport of India is also hockey.
Well, do they not say that the national sport is cricket, but the national game is hockey? I think there's a distinction.
That is hockey. No,
should be hockey.
This is a documented fact, I must say. And cricket might be the national passion or the most popular and this and that, but the official national sport of both Pakistan and India is hockey.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was cricket for some reason. Maybe it's because all the media coverage is cricket and none of it's hockey.
Yes, I mean, if you ask anyone coming to Pakistan or India, if he spends a few days here, not even weeks, he will come up with the same answer, that cricket should be the national sport.
Now, Ejaz, what's your national setup there as far as club-level hockey goes, and you know, down through the grades? Is there much hockey played, you know, in back streets or on dodgy grounds by people that just love the game, or is it something that's played almost exclusively on turf?
No. In a poor country like Pakistan, we have very few turfs. In a country with this now 200 million population, like 20 odd synthetic turfs, and I think about 15 must be, only 15 are functional, you may say that. So it's mostly played on grass or, as you said, maybe on not a very good surfaces, on stone, at some places in streets. So we have very few synthetic turfs here.
What sort of club structure do you have there?
Yes, the clubs are there, but it's not that you can't compare them at all with a club structure in Australia or in Europe. And they play among themselves. There's some tournaments off and on, but mostly they're local tournaments, right? And yeah. Maybe in some regional tournaments or local tournaments. And there is no such thing called a league here. Then there are departments. Some departments have their hockey teams, like the Pakistan International Airlines, National Bank, railways, the electricity companies. So they employ players, some on permanent basis. They give them jobs, some on contract, yearly contract. And then these departments, they play national championship. That is like 2 weeks tournament, right? And sometimes they hold separately the regional, what they call, where the provincial teams or the regional teams play. But they are also like selected a few days before the event from the players of that particular area.
So with regard to the sides like the airline sides, is there a particular corporate pride for those organizations to have success with hockey?
Well, you can say that, because PIA, the Pakistan International, has been the most successful team. They have won the nationals more than any other team. But in recent times, there used to be a lot of departmental teams, but some departments, they have closed down their sports divisions altogether for downsizing, right-sizing in the private sector, and especially the public sector. So we don't have that many department teams which we used to have. And those which are there, many of them, they now take place on contract, not offering them the permanent job. That is another reason one may say that the interest of youth in hockey has declined, because in this part of the world, survival is of paramount importance. So the parents, they want to have secure future for their kids. And I remember It used to be a great incentive for the youth to play hockey, that they used to get good jobs. And yes. So that is another factor.
So is it an expensive sport for you to play in Pakistan? Because obviously we know that places like Sialkot are, you know, a hotbed of stick manufacturing. And is it easy for youth to purchase a stick or get hold of a stick there?
Oh, yes. Now this graphite or composite stick, whatever you call it, it is an expensive thing for a Pakistani to buy, especially to play at a good level. Plus, for synthetic turf, as you know, you need special shoes. So that is another expensive item. So it is for a common man, a costly game nowadays.
And the other thing that I did notice as well, Jazz, was there was a comment on one of your social media pages the other day, or maybe yesterday, about hockey games being broadcast on Pakistan radio.
Yeah.
And Pakistan Radio used to be a really big supporter and used to air a lot of the games, and you're hoping that that might be something that happens again in the future?
Oh, yes, actually it was I who had participated in that program. Radio Pakistan, they had particularly asked me to come in that program. And during the discussion, I also, when I grew up, I'm not that young, I'm 50 plus, so there used to be only radio, right? And we used to listen to live commentary, and it used to be really exciting. And when you are not watching the game, and when suddenly then the commenters used to say, oh, now the Pakistan has entered the 25 area of the other team, or the other way around, the heartbeat used to get faster, right? It was very different from what we see on TV. But as we all know, when the TV took over, and the radio became a secondary thing, and now when there are so many channels and everything and live streaming, this and that, then the radio part of thing has diminished. And more so with the this, again, coming to that Pakistani teams are not producing good results as well. So now, even till I think a few years back, maybe 7-8 years back, radio used to cover important events, used to send their team, and there used to be live commentary. But also because I think financial problems also maybe for the radio, and less sponsorship for hockey games because of the poor results. And they're not covering, but as you read in that this was a point that they might have, but there's a long, long way to go.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it a lot, and I personally think that if we want a true hockey revolution, then we need to be able to take the game to everybody. Now, not everybody can get in front of a computer screen. Not everybody can afford a subscription package for whether it be Star Sports or Fox Sports or, you know, whoever it might be. And radio gives a very cheap way to be able to deliver the game to the masses. And I think the FIH should be taking note.
Yes, that's right. And especially anyone who is interested. And these days, most of the boys who are coming to the national team, they're from smaller towns, right? And some of them, I think, they don't even have the choice availability of the channels who offer. So then the radio could be a good alternative for them and for their family to just listen to Pakistan's games in which their wards are playing. So let's hope things get better.
EJ's, one of you mentioned there that a lot of the national players come from smaller towns. It's a very similar situation here in Australia. Many, many players from country regions of this country have gone on to play international hockey. And I was wondering how important those regional areas are to hockey in Pakistan. I gather that it's quite important considering there's a few playing.
Yes, and it used to be when I was going at studying school, it used to be more popular than cricket, and every locality used to have a hockey ground, and there used to be so many players that it used to be practiced that some players would just be getting like one half to play, so as to allow all the players. And the school competition, I remember, I studied in what in UK called a public school, that is non-government school. There used to be separate hockey championships for the government schools and for the private schools. My school used never went beyond the second round. Having said that, in every class there used to be at least one boy which we would say that he is a potential Pakistan player, right? Hockey culture was so much prevalent in Pakistan at that time, but unfortunately the school hockey, college hockey, now there are very few clubs in Lahore, the city where I live, and which has the PHF headquarters, and very little tournament. So it is still alive in some small towns where you see a lot many boys playing.
So is there any specific regions that are absolute hotbeds for hockey in Pakistan?
Yes, there is a town called Gojra. It is near Faisalabad, and it is the smallest unit, you can say, what the British system of government introduced here. They call Tehsil, then is district, and then is division, and then is the province. So it is the Tehsil, and that has produced more international players than any other place in Pakistan for now, I think, over the last two decades. And then there are certain places, other like the Bannu, the town in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and that has a long, long tradition of producing hockey players, and still a lot of hockey is played there. There are certain other pockets, even in Lahore, two or three academies, they are doing very well. One is Dar Hockey Academy. I'm also associated with that, and you'll be surprised to know that this is this academy, it began like I think 9 years back, and it doesn't get any grant from the government or the federation. It runs through private sponsors, and if Olympic gold medalist 1984 Tokir, he is the founder president who is running this academy, and they have made 5 tours of Europe so far, visited Holland each time, thrice they also visited Germany, twice they also visited Belgium. In addition, they have made a tour of India and also Malaysia last year. And that academy is now, for last, in 2009, I think, their players made it to the Pakistan under 18 side. And since then, every age group team has had representation from this academy from Lahore. And since 2012, their boys have also been gaining selection in the national team, the senior team. And so there are some efforts, and this Dar Hockey Academy stands out.
I do also remember maybe about 10 years ago I played the Singapore Sixes, and I think we played against, would it be right in saying, Jamiah Islamiyah College or Academy or something like that?
Yes, yes, Islamiyah College in Lahore also had a great tradition of hockey and has produced many international Olympians, but not for, I think it's ever since I came back to Pakistan in 2009, I haven't heard or read about their team.
Well, the decline may have started from last time I played against them, who knows.
When was that?
Would have been 2007, 2008, something like that.
Yes, yes, since then I haven't read. There are some, in our part of the world, some strange things also happen, which might look, as I said, strange things to you. There are some schools, or which are elite schools, and they just arrange some trip, like a hockey team or basketball team or thing like that, and that is more of a joy trip, right?
Yeah.
And these occasionally, I remember his team went to South Africa a few years back, and then one of friends in South Africa told me that they were more interested in just sightseeing and this and that, and the standard of the team was also very poor. So these things also happen in our part of the world, unfortunately. But as I told you, this Dar Hockey Academy, sport, the private sector is increasing all the time. And in Holland, the Mop Club in Vocht near Eindhoven, they have been our host. I have traveled with them. And this year in August, we played 9 matches. We won 7 and lost 2. And most of the matches were against the senior sides of the clubs. For instance, when Orange drawed, where they lost just 3-5, they had 5 international players.
Yeah. Right?
Who have played for Holland. And against other teams like Klein Switzerland, they had the Dutch current goalkeeper, 3 players from the junior team, 1 Argentine. And this Dar Academy is always like under 18, under 19. So that is a good effort.
Fantastic.
But we need to have more academies like the Dar Hockey Academy.
Ejaz, what are the biggest challenges facing Pakistan hockey looking to the future?
We have to have a pro league. Look, India has improved so much with that Hockey India League, right?
Yeah.
When you rub shoulders day in and day out with world's best players, you're bound to improve. And then it's on the media, interest develops. In cricket, in the PSL, the Pakistan Super League, has done so much to increase people's interest. The Quetta Gladiators, who played the final, they had just one player from that province, and yet everyone in that province was following its progress, especially the final was shown on big screens in Quetta and other places in that province. So you have to have the police to lure people, to lure you. And obviously, money is an important thing, especially in this part of the world. So in India, the HIL now players have been auctioned over $100,000, right?
Yeah.
Which was unheard of in this sport. So we need to have, in my opinion, and I have mentioned that to Shahbaz, that Pro League is the most important thing for the standards, for increase. Increasing interest among youth and the general public, and so they say that there might be something in April next year, and, but that has been going on for quite some time. That we are going to a goalie, but let's hope. So, in my opinion, that is of paramount importance to have a league.
Now, we hear a lot about the men's team. I'd note that the women's team have got the Asian Challenge and Championship Challenge coming up. Where does the women's game sit within the country?
Well, as you know, in our society, Islamic society, you can say, women, there are taboos. And they mostly play within the four walls of their university or colleges, and I must appreciate this federation. They participated in Asian Hockey Federation AHF Cup, which was for the second tier teams of Asia early this year, and that was the first time in 3 years that the women team, they participated in any international event, and they produced excellent results. They made it to the semi-finals, to the surprise of everyone. And had they made to the final, then they would have made qualified for the Asia Cup. That is the event for the first-year teams.
Yeah.
Right? So now, and as you yourself said, they are here in this very National Hockey Stadium where I am sitting, where I have my office. The camp is presently in progress here for this Asian Challenge.
So is it something that a young girl growing up in Pakistan can aspire to represent their country, or is it a different route?
Yes, the interest is there, and especially in Lahore, there are a couple of academies exclusively for women. They are being run by private enthusiasts, and they are doing a good job. One is a Rawa Academy, and 6 of their girls have been selected in this Pakistan team. And again, they provide like in this part of the world, it is difficult for women to move around on her own. So they provide transport and also some stipend to the needy girls and arrange for their education. So there are one or two academies in Lahore that I know who are doing some good job.
So girls can get there on ability. It's not just the fact that they've got wealthy parents or a financial backing to get them in there.
No. Mostly, again, the girls, they are, because in a sport like hockey today, it's very evident that who can go, and they are selected on merit as far as the national team is concerned. And as I said, that they produced good result in the AHF Cup early this year.
Do the women get any sort of media coverage at all, Ajaz, or is it strictly men's sport?
Women hockey, little media coverage. For instance, what I send press releases in the print media, yes. They do get their events are covered, the national championships and some other big tournaments. And also, of course, when they play international, when the Pakistan team goes out, in the print media and the TV also, the news, at least the news is there. But as again, as there is no such league or something which can be covered, yeah. Right? Mm. So the matches are not covered. And in the men also, the, these days the coverage is very poor. Even the national, there's a PTV Sports. It's an exclusive sports channel, the government channel, and even they are not covering this Asia Cup, not even the Pakistan matches.
I feel your pain, Ejaz. here in Australia, the people that own the broadcast rights for the current Asian Cup are refusing to show it. And because they own the rights, they are blocking me from accessing it anywhere else in the world. And that's so irritating. They're not prepared to show it, and I can't watch it even though it's available.
All right. Yes, this is another, you can say, modern day problem. That's right. So yeah. I'm also watching the games on a channel which I get at my home, not here in the Federation offices. So okay. I go there at my home to watch the Pakistan games.
Now, recently we had, actually not recently, quite a while ago now, Terry Walsh was one of our guests on the show, and he spoke tremendously fondly of spending time in Pakistan and playing in front of crowds of up to 70,000 people. Is that something that is feasible in the future? Can we see those crowds back again at games in Pakistan?
No harm in dreaming. So, yes, I have been part of that 70,000 crowd. Couple of times in this very stadium, right?
Wow.
And because of, as you know, because this terror threat, teams are not coming to Pakistan, yeah. Right? In the first place. So there's a long way to go that the teams start coming, then we can have a big event. Obviously, they only come for a big event, not for one odd game. When there's like Champions Trophy and like World Cup, which we had in 1990. Champions Trophy, we used to have so many Champions Trophy, as you know.
Yeah.
In Karachi, in Lahore. So whenever Pakistan was doing well, and yes, the stadiums used to get filled. So we can only dream as right now. Let's hope, although the situation has improved. Maybe 2-3 years back, it used to be some blast or some suicide attack. 2 or 3 times, twice or thrice every week. Then it went like weeks. Now things have improved. Months go by before we had this some unfortunate incident. But things have improved. As you know, the World 11 cricket team, they played 3 games here in Lahore. I also went to watch one. And now the Hockey Federation, they have announced that there will be a World 11, some star-studded team visiting Pakistan in the first week of December. And they will be playing a match each in Lahore, Karachi, and Rawalpindi. So things are moving, but there's a long way to go.
Well, Matt and I have dobbed ourselves in. If you can manage to get India up to Karachi to play a test match, we're there. We've promised we'll be there. We'll have our credit cards out for tickets first in line.
I know the India-Pakistan matches, they still arouse a lot of interest all over the world for every hockey fan. But India, as you know, they are not prepared to play against Pakistan in cricket, even in the neutral venue, yeah. That is yeah. The UAE. So they are refusing. The cricket board haven't played, though they had committed. So what to talk of coming to Pakistan?
Fingers crossed for that one.
No, we wish you every success with it and hope that hockey can regain some place. Yeah.
Just on that, I mean, it's not something we wanted to talk about necessarily, the political situation and terror and those sorts of things, but from a hockey perspective and the association perspective, I mean, how difficult has it been for you to engage with people outside of Pakistan and get them to buy into what you're doing?
Well, yours truly, I went to Lausanne, Switzerland twice. Representing the Pakistan Hockey Federation with regards to this hockey HPL, Hockey Pro League, right?
Yeah.
The March, it was the first time when this idea was first came out. And what I realized, as you have just said, that people are interested in watching Pakistan, India more than perhaps any other country, right?
Yeah.
There, I realized that almost all the hierarchy of the FIH, they want Pakistan to be a part of the Hockey Pro League. But at the same time, unfortunately, I also observed that it is going to be, if you have studied that, home and away league, like Rugby Six, right?
Yeah.
Home and away. So, but no one was prepared to come to Pakistan, right? So I requested Sally Monday, the CEO of England Hockey, and she knew me. I had worked a little bit, contributed to their official magazine when I was in England, and had been in touch with her through my emails. She had been reading my articles. I have been sending my articles to them. Not only Sally, other people also. So I requested her that if UK could be Pakistan's home turf for the Hockey Pro League, and she said okay, she will look into it. And when I came back to Pakistan, I kept in touch with her, and also we had a Skype talk. I arranged a Skype talk. I was there, Shahbaz, Secretary PHF, and we talked to Sally, and obviously thanked her for her initiative. And then she later, maybe after a few days, told us that she had talked to Scottish Hockey Union, and Pakistan is going to have their home game could be staged in Glasgow, which also has a substantial Pakistani population. And then I got in touch with David Sweetman, the CEO of Scottish Hockey Union, and the next meeting in July, he came there, and then things already during that period. I arranged a Skype talk involving Shahbaz, myself, and David Sweetman, Scottish Hockey Union, and certain things were sorted out on the Skype, and then I kept in touch with him, and then we prepared a memorandum of understanding between Pakistan Hockey Federation and Scottish Hockey, and so they said that yes, we approve of that, and then there were certain other things, like whenever Pakistan would play their home games there, they would play like three tests against Scotland, would also visit schools, especially with the large Asian population, things like that. So next time when I went to this Hockey Pro League workshop come conference in Lausanne, so David was there and with us, and then the schedule things were settled, the home games in Scotland, away games to the other eight countries. And so we have been lucky, and yours truly, efforts bore fruit that we were selected in the Hockey Pro League. despite our poor rankings. I must say that. the World of Hockey, they want Pakistan to be there.
So oh, definitely.
We also have to set our home all right.
Well, it certainly looks like great facilities up there in Glasgow and all bright and shiny and new. But do the boys potentially involved know what the weather's going to be like in Scotland?
Well, in, during summer, the British summers, they are quite tolerable for us. Scotland, yes, of course, is a bit colder. But still, when the temperature like in 20s or something like that, obviously, the Pakistanis, they have been playing all over the world. And so, and with the large, we all have already started contacting the Pakistani community there in Glasgow so that they are involved fully in this. And so that's a good window for us. This Scottish Hockey Union, thanks to Scottish Hockey Union and the initiative of Sally Monday, the CEO of England Hockey.
I think you're very kind to call a three-week period a summer.
Yes, as the schedule, we tried that we get our away games to like countries like Argentina, Australia, New Zealand. In you can say in one bracket of the year, and then we stay in Europe most of the time for home games, of course, as well as the away games. So we worked on that, and David, he was very helpful, and he did the most of the things in this scheduling.
Something we've talked about on the show quite a bit in the past, particularly when the announcements were first made about Hockey Pro League, was the immense potential cost for countries. And obviously it's easier for some of those that are across Europe and Central Europe. But for teams like Australia and teams like Pakistan, there's going to be a big cost to bear. That's obviously something that's of some concern.
Yes, in fact, in the second phase, when the 15 nations were shortlisted, there was a big questionnaire, perhaps you, I don't know, you know that, and we had to fill that, and it has the most important aspect we had been told in Lausanne is the financial thing, right? And they said that, and this, they had been conveyed to us that it will be audited by Deloitte, no less than a company like Deloitte.
Yeah.
So I worked on that, and they had asked for like the last 3 years audit reports. That was one part of it. Then things like that, that what are your expenses when you make a tour abroad, the airline, the stay in the hotel, your transport in the, that venue where you're playing, food expenses. So I contacted our manager of the national team, and he gave me that the average figures. So I put it there, and I emphasized that as you could see in the audit reports, that still the government supports Pakistan Hockey. And that's true. In the national game, the main financial support to the Pakistan Hockey Federation, that comes through the government. And they do provide us funds for the tours. So, and also I gave like private sector, still get some private sponsors in Pakistan Hockey Federation. And they also contribute not that much as the government support goes. So that since it's a big thing for Pakistan to get back into the mainstream, you can say that, and so it's a great opportunity. And in our culture, I also mentioned that, though also didn't put in the figures, but in the they also asked for the explanation for each and every figures like the air travel and the hotel stay and things like that. Uh-huh. So I suppose that things which I had not considered in putting those figures, that in among the Asian cultures, many a time when Pakistani teams go abroad, then the local, the Pakistani community, they provide the food and sometimes even the accommodation. So if we are going to stay for a long time in Glasgow, then we are pretty hopeful that even those expenses would come down. That is the food expenses and the hotel stay there. So all this, I think, made us to be successful in getting into this Hockey Pro League.
I know for a fact when both the Pakistani and Indian teams come down to Perth, they're very well looked after by local restaurateurs.
Yes, that's right. Even as I mentioned about Dar Hockey Academy, so I have accompanied them on all their European tours. And this year also, at least we had three meals were arranged by the Pakistani community, and they had especially invited us, like it was a party sort of a thing. And once the Pakistan embassy at The Hague, when we played a game there in Klein, Switzerland at The Hague, so we had the dinner there. So that should also help us cutting down on some expenses.
Yeah, well, I think it's a wonderful thing, and if you can save a dollar here and there, then why not?
Oh yes.
What size touring party would you expect would go away, EJs? I mean, I imagine you'd have to have somewhere around 20, 22 players for the tournament. Coaches, I don't know, doctors, maybe a nutritionist, or how many would you expect to travel?
Oh, well, presently what I see, like the team which has gone to Asia, to the Asia Cup, there are like 18 players, and the coaching staff has three men, plus a doctor and a video analyst. So five sporting staff and 18 players, that is for the Asia Cup, right?
Yeah.
So whenever I think what will they come out finally with this Hockey Pro League, since it spreads over a longer period, I think they might be flexible in case of players' injuries and things like that. So these days it won't be difficult to flow in a player whenever needed.
Now we're on the cusp of Asia Cup Super Fours. And the draw's just been made last night. You know, have you got any predictions for the final two?
Hopefully India versus Pakistan. That's what I think even you would like to have.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned earlier, that Malaysia have been doing very well recently. They were the only Asian team to qualify for the semi-final at the Hockey World League. And they surprised India, and they deprived them. India was on the road there, having defeated Pakistan 7-1, and they couldn't qualify, and so Malaysia is there. And South Korea, because as I mentioned earlier, that they have the biggest incentive here to make it to the World Cup. The only way they can make it to the World Cup is by winning the Asia Cup. The other three, India, Pakistan, and Malaysia, they have already qualified. So it's going to be an interesting show. I think India should make it to the final, and for other three, one can't be sure. Hopefully Pakistan makes it.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for you.
EJs, from what little I have seen of the Asia Cup, it strikes me that if someone takes it up to India, I get the feeling they might not like that. And if a team can hold them for long enough, I think the Indians might feel a little bit of pressure. They're certainly solidly back from home. If you read the socials coming out of India, that they've already won the tournament. So I think there's space there for people. If a team can put a real strong effort in and really work hard against them, they could come away with the result.
Yes, the pressure is on them because they are, you can say, everyone's favorites on the current form or the performance, recent performances, you can say that. And that's right, if they are under pressure, because whenever the hot favorites become under pressure, so that is the pressure. You're right in saying that. And the other, like say Malaysia and Pakistan, because Pakistan normally, even the federation and the normal, that if they qualify for the final, that will be great, right? So if any team can put real pressure, and that can happen, as Malaysia in the last meeting, Malaysia defeated them, right?
Yeah.
And South Korea, you never know, in the Asian events they have been, and perhaps you know they have won this event more than any other team.
Yeah.
They have been the winner four times. Pakistan has won it twice, India only twice.
And just while we're on the Asia Cup, thanks to the guy that runs your Facebook page as well, because I've been trying to figure out how all this Supers 4s and the fixtures work, and I couldn't get my head around it. But the Pakistan Hockey Federation has posted the fixtures for the next few days and how it all works out and times and dates. So thank you very much for that, because it's made it much easier for me.
Okay, you're welcome. But it's not difficult these days to get.
When we finish this interview, Ejaz, go and check out the Asia Cup website and tell me if you can figure it out from there. You guys have done a really good job. You guys have done a fantastic job of promoting what's going on at the Asia Cup.
All right. And this, have you also been reading the match reports of Pakistan matches?
Yeah. I've been trying to follow as much as I can. I mean, with Facebook, so much stuff.
So it's again yours truly. When I prepare these, when I watch the matches, Pakistan matches, so I note down the points and then make this report.
No, they're good. No, it's great.
I think John's point with regard to following things, and it's not just the Asia Cup that we have this problem with, is that every tournament that we come across has a different format going into finals. So you think you've got it worked out with the initial pool system, and you know what we used to know was one versus two on the opposite groups, and then the two winners there would go through to the final, and that would be it. But there's so many different combinations that you now find with the second stage of the tournament.
Yes, there are no semi-finals here. And I think they might have thought about having Pakistan India playing thrice, right? So it's a possibility, very much a possibility, right? So for the TV viewership and to create more interest, so they came out with this Super 4. And you're right, these formats and these things, they always change, and sometimes initially I thought that when the two teams from the same pool, they go up in this Super 4, then the winner of that match, they might have been carrying those points and not playing the team from the same pool, you see?
Yeah,
happened so many times, but here it's again a round robin, each team plays each.
Now, we did have that slight delay on the fixtures being announced for the Super 4. Do you know, was that purely a commercial decision for TV?
Maybe, yes. Again, the Pakistan and India match is scheduled the last, right?
Yes.
And also in the latter time, the second match of that day, so to get more to TV viewership and spectators.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. It was just a little confusing when we tried to find out not just the format of the Super 4, but then to hear that the Super 4 fixtures will be announced tomorrow after the pool games had finished.
Yes, but it took their time. You're right. Because if you remember, since my childhood, I've been following, and Pakistan, India were always kept apart in different pools, right? But in recent times, even in like this continental event, like this Asia Cup, they are in the same pool. And this is, I think, purely to get more TV viewership and sponsorship.
Yeah, it probably makes it more likely that they could meet in the grand final too, does a final of an event. If they're in the same pool, they just have to finish one and two.
Yes, I think, and I think other than Korea and Malaysia, the whole hockey world would like to have that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're feeling the good vibes coming out of Pakistan hockey at the moment, and like I mentioned when I first spoke to you, that it's great to see the progress being made, and it's almost like you're stepping into a new century with the quality of the social media posts and the consistency and the regular nature of them. It's so important to keep people informed, and it gives us from outside of Pakistan a little bit of an insight into the world of hockey in Pakistan.
Oh, that's right, and these things are very essential, and it's good that they have hired a good professional chap for this, and That's what that might be a bit of self-praising, but people say since I joined them as the media manager, and so in from that point of view also, the things have improved. So let's hope they get professionals in every sphere, more importantly in the team management.
Thanks for joining us, EJs. Good luck with the rest of the Asian Cup, and we'll chat to you again very soon.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to have such a wonderful chat with you.